Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
I associate this song with fireworks.
That's John Philip Sousa there.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, he was the inventor of the sousaphone, which is ironic.
And what is the sousaphone?
Well, it's like a tuba thing that you march with.
Okay. And did you play it?
No, John Philip Sousa.
So you just going to play the role of Cliff Clavin today and just put out random facts for us?
Well, I thought I would try and enhance your knowledge base, Michael, which is relatively easy to do.
Most grateful, my friend. John Hancock, Michael Kelly for the Hancock and Kelly Show. We're with you all the way till 10 o'clock. Then we're going to join our friends Amy and Chris. I'm looking forward to talking to Amy. She's newly engaged. We'll visit with her about that. But right now in studio, we have Mark Sundlov, the director of Soldiers Memorial Military Museum, right here in downtown St. Louis. Mark, thanks so much for coming in studio.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, Veterans Day.
So tomorrow is Veterans Day, and the big celebration's taking place right here at 18th and Olive at our beautiful Soldiers Memorial.
Yeah, let's hear it for the soldiers.
Yeah, there we go. Mark is a veteran as well. You're a veteran of the which branch?
Air Force.
Well, thank you for your
best
service.
Food. They've got the best food.
That's right.
Military.
Exactly. So tell us exactly what's going down tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow's the best day of the year to be at Soldiers Memorial. There's a 5K run that's put on by St. Patrick Center that starts at 9 a.m. that supports homeless veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And the parade steps off at 10:30 from 18th in Market and comes down Market to Soldiers Memorial, and that's a place you want to be. And watching that parade come by right the front of Soldiers Memorial on Chestnut Street between 13 and 14.
Wow, that's awesome. The run is being put on by St. Patrick Center?
Yep, this is their annual run. They're part of the Veterans Day festivities is to put that run on, and then they use those proceeds to support homeless veterans.
And tomorrow we have the ceremony starts at 10:30. Who's participating? What's happening?
Sure. So after the parade, we kick into the ceremony. Some key parts of that, the Missouri National Guard Hall of Fame will be doing their 2023 inductions. So that'll be interesting. And then Major General William Blaylock is the former commander of the 35th Infantry Division, and he'll be the Grand Marshal giving the keynote address. But then there's a lot of kind of fun things, too. There'll be a little poster-making station for kids so they can make a sign to cheer on those in the parade. The Midwest Off-Roaders, this is an all-female Jeep group, will be here, and they'll be parking their Jeeps so the kids can check out the Jeeps and meet those fun women and some cool things to do. Yeah.
Mark Sundlov is our guest. He's the director of the Soldiers Memorial Military Museum here in St. Louis. And I remember going into that museum as a young lad. It was a World War I centric facility. The exhibits were a little, dusty. And some years ago, the Taylor family plowed a ton of money into renovating this facility. They included the Missouri History Museum as part of the, and that's your role now as a director. This thing has been so transformed. And folks, if you've not been in this facility since it's been redone, the exhibits, there's three of them. And it's not just World War I anymore. It covers all of the military history of this country. It's a fascinating place. Tell us what's going on at the Missouri Soldiers Memorial.
Yeah, I think that renovation was just transformational. And as you said, the exhibits are wonderful. That main level of the museum there, the two main exhibition galleries, tell the story of St. Louis and military service all the way from the Revolutionary War. Very few people know that there was a Revolutionary War battle here in St. Louis, all the way up through modern day. But then in our lower level, I'd really like to bring attention to, we have a special temporary exhibition called Vietnam at War and at Home. And it looks at St. Louis and St. Louisans and how it was involved. And we were involved with the Vietnam War. And that's only up until May, so another 6 months. It's been up for a year, but it's a tremendous exhibit. And I hope folks can check that out tomorrow after they watch.
Really ought to check that out. And Vietnam is such a fundamentally different kind of war that this country's ever fought. It was very unpopular here at home. It spawned numerous protests all over the country. People died protesting the Vietnam War, and it's got a very unique and special history.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think the public, the community was involved with protests and some supporting as well. Then other parts of the story that we tell in that exhibit are some of the industries in St. Louis that were involved with that. The McDonnell Douglas producing the F-4 aircraft, which was the primary fighter bomber of that war. And, you know, I think probably a lot of folks don't realize that, but really deep St. Louis connections throughout that conflict. Yeah.
And more recently, of course, we've had the Gulf War. We had the liberation of Kuwait 20 years in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been a lot of recent military history being made in this country, and all of that impacts St. Louis as well.
Yeah. You know, one of the really powerful artifacts in the gallery is an improvised explosive device, which is, you know, basically looks like a muffler, essentially, on exhibit that's in the gallery there. And it's astonishing because you walk into the gallery and first you see this A-15 turret that was produced here in St. Louis for World War II. They were on bomber aircraft. It's a nose turret. It's an incredibly complex gun and turret that was on that plane. And then as you walk around the gallery, you come around to modern day, and here is this IED, this improvised explosive device, and you know how the death and the damage that was done by those to our service members in Iraq and Afghanistan. So it's really quite compelling.
And so many of us have personal history that ties to military service if we didn't ourselves serve. And I think, you know, when my dad was alive, there were Civil War veterans alive. I mean, you think about how close we really are to massive major events in our history, and they're events militarily and with veterans that touch literally all of our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the story that we really try to tell in the exhibits is just that, you know, these wars and these conflicts, you know, we tend to think of them happening overseas, distant places, but they really do reach right into our community and in our families, and we're all impacted in one way or another. So, you know, helping to share that education with visitors and explain, you know, these are things that have happened and your life is different now because of them.
Great place to take the grandkids, by the way, to kind of teach the grandkids about some of the rich history that this community has and our military.
And it all starts tomorrow morning right here downtown at the Veterans Memorial here in downtown St. Louis, right there at 18th and Olive. 9 a.m. is the St. Patrick's Day race.
Yes, sir.
And can professionals like Hancock race in that race, or is it only for fun folks?
No, okay. he can do it. He's fleet of foot.
Yeah. Let me ask you, are there defibrillators along?
We have one in the building.
All right, good.
And the Veterans Day Parade stops off at 10:30 right there.
10:30.
And great. If people wanted to go to a website that has all this information, where could they go?
Go to mohistory.org.
That's Mark Sunlove. He's the director of Soldiers Memorial Military Museum right here in downtown St. Louis. Come on out. Let's celebrate our veterans. Mark, thank you for your service and what you've done as well.
Thank you very much.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.